Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Welcome back to Tulsa, Oklahoma at Union High School Tunnel Stadium. This is the Oklahoma State 6A1 quarterfinal game between the Union Redskins and the Broken Arrow Tigers. And after Broken Arrow took a stunning 7-0 lead on opening 89-yard touchdown pass play, it's been all Union since. 37-10, Redskins lead with 12 minutes left before they move to the semifinals. Broken Arrow, though, Tigers showing some fight with a 2nd and 7. They're driven to the Union 32-yard line. Cade Yeager, the quarterback, turns hands off. The 30 breaks the tackle, 25-yard line at the 20. Pulled out the 15-yard line is Noah Cortez, the 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore. Did a nice job breaking a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Finally, it was pulled down by Patrick Fields. He shook off Corey Piercy there and got down all the way to the Redskin 12-yard line. First down, Tigers at the 12. 20 yards on the run by sophomore Noah Cortez.
Well, that'll do it. 20 yards is a dent in anything, but that Corey Piercy had him dead to rights for no gain and just couldn't bring him down.
Yeager, the quarterback. Cortez stays in. The sophomore running back to his left. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And the man goes in motion. That's Damian Everett going from left to right. Looking to pass is Yeager. Now he pulls it down. He's going to run at the 15, at the 10, and missing a tackle at the 5 and knocked out of bounds there. He just slipped out of the grasp of Braden Spicer. Asa Carter really gave a shot, though, to knock him out of bounds inside the Union 5.
What
Asa Carter,
shot, huh?
Big hit. Nice job by Asa there. Boy, he really nailed him here.
That's a good hit there by Asa Carter to knock him out. He's going to knock him out about the 4-yard line. But
he gained 8, second and 2 now.
Slow. Cade has been, like I said earlier, got him on the ground a little bit. Man, he's been picking himself up here lately quite a bit.
Tigers not had a touchdown since their very first series of the game. They had 89-yard touchdown pass play. Now they're threatening here. 2nd and 2 from the 4. Hand off to Cortez. Bennett pushed back at the 4-yard line. Oh, man. He was stacked up by the Redskin defense there. Darius Thornton leading the way, the linebacker. Bunch of black jerseys were around the football, though. Nicely done. Darius Thornton. Patrick Fields was also in there.
Kelly in the middle, but you saw big number 13 on the black jerseys popping through there. What a great job and big push by the defense right up in the middle.
6'1", 210-pound sophomore linebacker Darius Thornton leading the attack there. Stoned the Tigers, so now it's 3rd down and 3 from the 5-yard line. They can get 1st and goal at the 2.
I know it's looking like the last game of the season, but if I was Cade, I'd have tried to find some hand signals to figure out this running back and forth is crazy.
Cortez stays in there. Yeager takes the snap, fakes to Cortez, rolls to his right, looks in the end zone, has a man open, flag is thrown. Ball is caught, I believe, in the end zone, but a flag was thrown on the play. The catch made by Gavin Potter. He's the guy, the tight end, who caught the big touchdown pass to start the game. Let's see what the flag is, though.
And he was sitting backside, just hanging out in the middle of the end zone.
Defensive holding against Union, so that is declined, and it's a touchdown for the Tigers on a 5-yard touchdown pass from Cade Yeager to Gavin Porter. They were the two that teamed up to start the game on that 89-yard touchdown blitz. So for the first time since the opening series, the Tigers are in the end zone, 37-16 with 10:31 to play in the game.
And Jeff Jones had just handed me some stats. They had only had 164 yards in the air and 25 on the ground. So add more to that, 169 yards in the air and 25 on the ground for BA. And then for Union at this so far this game is 185 in the air and 156 on the ground.
Waiting for the extra point attempt here by Chandler Sayed. Now they see the thing straightened out here. No, they've gone over to talk to the Broken Arrow coach, David Alexander. And now I think we're ready to attempt the extra point. Okay, holding on the Union defense, and it will be marked on the kickoff.
Yeah, we used to call that put it in the bag, but I didn't know you could do that, actually.
Yeah, that's strange.
In arena, they let you do a lot of strange things.
Chandler Sayed to attempt the extra point, looking for the 17th point for the Tigers on the night. The kick is up, kick is good, and that's where we are. Union 37, Broken Arrow 17, 10:31 left to play in the state quarterfinal game. We'll take a break in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Redskins football on KRMG.
This is it. The last chance to punch a ticket to the Championship Four. The final race of the season to earn a spot next to Jimmy Johnson in his run for a record-tying seventh championship. The round of eight concludes Sunday at 1:30 Eastern. And don't miss the Sprint Cup Championship, Sunday, November 20th on NBC.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9696. But hurry, because they're going fast. froyofranchising.com, promo code 9696.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
I think so.
Back at Union Tunnel Stadium, Chandler Syed kicks a low scribble on the ground, picked up at the 25-yard line. Union has it at the 30. 35-yard line, but he shoved out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Nice job there by Jack Sestock, who took the low ball on the ground there and returned it to give Union good field position.
He
fielded
that pretty good, didn't he?
He did.
Picked that thing up like a shortstop and took off running. And usually he's the punt return guy, so you know he's got good hands.
New quarterback.
All right, Mr. Morrison, Mr. Peyton Morrison, welcome to the game, sir. Get your helmet. Put your stat clipboard down and go throw a touchdown.
Good to see Peyton Morrison back in, who chronicled his story, of course. A young man, senior, captain, really popular player in the squad, and had his season shortened a bit there. Oh, take it back. No, Grady Davenport is back. 17 went out there, but now Grady Davenport is back in there. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Fake to Shamari Brooks. No, give it to Brooks, I'm sorry. And Brooks gets just a yard, maybe a fat, pulling Titan off the left side. Good job defensively. The Tigers were all over him there for no gain on the play. That was Derek Shaw came up for the tackle. That was strange.
Peyton standing right by the quarterback or the coach now. I mean, he's ready to go. Just a last-second decision there to keep him on the side.
So Davenport in the shotgun has Brooks off to the right side. Turns hands to Shamari. Shamari breaks one tackle at the 40. Drives ahead to the 42-yard line. And it'll be a third down at about five for Broken Arrow. Zach Marcosell made the tackle there. Marcoselli.
They're just running that right up in the middle on Shamari, trying to pull that guard. It's almost like a trap play. They move that guard across his formation.
Brooks, two touchdowns rushing, one receiving tonight. Over 100 yards rushing once again for the University of Tulsa football commit, the senior running back. 5'10", 190. Just behind it off to the right of quarterback Grady Davenport. Two receivers left, two to the right side, and one receiver comes in motion. Now that's A.K. Wilson. And they throw to Wilson on the right side here. He breaks one tackle, 45 across midfield, going to have a first down. Nice move by A.K. Wilson. Looked like he was dead to rights at about the 45. That had been a three-yard shot of a first down, but he made two Tigers miss. And A.K. Wilson gets the first down and some extra effort there into Broken Arrow territory. 49, first and 10, Redskins.
Yeah, he did an amazing job out on the outside, and he was absolutely going to lose yardage. And didn't do anything crazy or fancy, but he shifted right and left and made a hole for himself.
Snap goes, hands off to Shamari Brooks. Brooks bounces it outside at the 50, at the 45, and pulled down from behind at the 43-yard line. Gained about 6 or 7 on the play.
Brooks was following Peters up in the middle and was being really patient and just kind of bounced that one outside to create a little extra.
Redskins are going fast here. This is now a second down. He got 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3. There at the Broken Arrow 42-yard line. Davenport turns, hands off to Shamari. Shamari makes one guy miss the backfield, but he can't make the second guy miss, and he's spun down for a loss on the play. Doc Blevins, down to you.
Hey, I've got Brenham Todd played here and won a state championship in 2010. And then for TU, Brenham, you're still in football.
Yes, sir. I actually have a contract with an arena team coming up here in February with Mesquite Marshals.
Mesquite Marshals, Mesquite, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you very much. It's always humbling to come back to Union and see these guys play out here.
Good to have you back, and congratulations. How about it? Yeah, Arena Football guy.
Glad to hear that. He's going to have a lot of fun doing that.
Jones, of course, had his time at Union Arena Football. Handoff is Brooks off the right side by the right guard tackle and goes across the 40 inside down near the 35-yard line. Another first down for Tulsa Union. 37-17. The Redskins lead the Tigers from Broken Arrow. 8 minutes and 15 seconds. Clock starts to run again after they mark the ball and move the chains.
If Shamari wasn't so quick into that hole, Carter Hoopengardner was pulling across the line of scrimmage there and was beat through the hole. But there was one guy to block, and Shamari got to the guy before Hoopengardner.
C.J. Moore, A.K. Wilson wide to the left side. Trey Brown to the right is in the game now. Hand it to Brooks. Brooks, one tackle, 30. Dives near the 25-yard line. He's going to be close to another first down. Man, he is quick.
I'll tell you what.
Off the left side. Great blocks.
That's right behind Hoopengardner. Yep. That's the guy that last time said, well, if I can't get there, I'm pulling. Run off my tackle. Right, come off my shoulder.
Cooper Hoopengardner, 6'5", 290-pound senior, working on with his center buddy there, Elwood Tomlin, who is 6'1", 285.
I mean, how big's Nate Peters?
Man.
305?
Yep. Hand off to Brooks. Brooks makes one guy miss, but can't make the other guys miss. He's pushed back short, it looks like, of the first down. Now he's thrown down late. Shamari doesn't like it, and the crowd reacted to it, but no flag comes out, so it's going to be third and short. Trent Lawrence had a
he gave extra a creator. Flex, didn't
yeah, he?
He
sure did. So it's going to be third and yard. Need to get about the 26-yard line. Union making some late substitutions here. Third and one.
They're going to take their time. The clock has started with 17 on it. They just got the call in, and they're in a huddle, so they slowed down that hurry-up offense. Going to eat up some clock.
Davenport checking his wrist there for some plays and information, then breaks the huddle now. As Shamari Brooks off to the right side, turns, hands to Shamari. Shamari dives across the 25 and a first and 10 for the Redskins as he gets inside the Tiger 25. They'll mark the football down at the 24-yard line. Another first down for Union. 37-17, Redskins lead. The clock is still running. It's 6.5 minutes left to play.
Well, I think as much as you want to score here, I think you just draw out as much of this clock as you can. Up 37-17, 20 points with 6 minutes and 24 left in the fourth quarter. You take this victory to the house and get to the second game of the playoffs.
That's the state semifinal round next Friday night. They'll have to wait to see who they'll play and where they'll play. Nothing official yet on that. High snap. Somehow Davenport pulls it down and throws the pass, and it goes in and out of the hands, incomplete for Kyrie Richardson on the right side. And boy, Grady was lucky to get that one really high and bounce right through his hands and pulled it down quickly, threw outside to Kyrie, but a little high and incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Union at the Broken Arrow 25.
Well, probably one of the most difficult throws is a really quick spot pass out of a shotgun snap, because you've got to catch that ball. And as you're turning, you've got to move the ball in your fingers to throw it, or you just throw it without laces. And Davenport there just didn't get the ball. I think he was thinking ahead.
A.K. Wilson in the game. He and Richard wide to the right. Throws instead to the right side here. And that is Richardson who has the football. And he's going inside the 25, about the 23-yard line. It'll be third and long, about third and seven. That's the nose guard. McAdams out there, real wide to
they
make
moved,
that
they
stop.
They moved him from nose guard, and they kind of rotated him in and out of position. They put him on the outside there, so wasn't near as far for him to run. But it does. The first time I saw that, I saw nose guard. How is he making a play on the outside?
C.J. Moore is left. Kai Richardson is on the right side. A.K. Wilson's in the slot to the left side. And the quarterback, Davenport, from the Broken Arrow 22, third down and seven. Need to get to the 15 for a first down here. Davenport stops, looks over the sideline. They hold up some cards for him. Has the play now. Has Shamari Brooks off to his left side. Davenport waiting for the snap. Down the play clock is at two. The play clock is at one. They got to call a timeout. Kirk Frederick called the timeout on the sideline here before the play clock ran down. And it'll be timeout Union. And let's take a quick break here. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Tulsa? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Tulsa area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Tulsa is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-234-4042. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-234-4042. That's 1-800-234-4042.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back to live action, and a bad snap. Great Empo couldn't handle it, and the Redskins muff a chance on 3rd and 7. It's going to be 4th down, and they'll bring their field goal kicker out. Noah Rauschenberg, we believe, had a Union High School record 52-yard field goal in the first quarter for Union's first points on the night. Now he'll put the tee down here at the 34-yard line. 44 yards this time. It's 44-yard, 33, okay, 33, 30, 43-yard field goal. Ball's going to be on the 33-yard line. Rauschenberg waiting for the field goal attempt from 43 yards. Kick is up, and the kick is good again. Wow, Noah Rauschenberg, the 6'2", 185-pound sophomore. What a night he has had. Field goal, and now a 43-yard field goal. And Union now moves it to a 40-17 lead with 4:23 left in this one. This is Redskins football.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of 5-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Rauschenberg kicks off for Tulsa Union. C.J. Myers takes it at the Broken Arrow 7-yard line. Straight at the middle of the field. He goes 20, 25, breaks outside at the 30. They're at the 35, the 40, 45. Is going to be tackled around midfield and knocked down at the 45-yard line of Union. Nice return there by C.J. Myers, the 5'10", 155-pound senior. Redskins caught up with him at the 45-yard line. Were able to pull him down there in their territory. But a big return sets up the Tigers at the Union. They're going to mark it officially at the 44-yard line. But time is running out for Broken Arrow. They trail 40-17. And the clock is at 4 minutes and 12 seconds left in the state quarterfinal game. Yeager, the quarterback, takes a snap, looks to his right to pass, throws down the sidelines, in and out of the hands, incomplete. Tucker Dunlap, the intended receiver there, a little high for him, so it'll be stop the clock with a 2nd down and 10 with 4:08 to play.
So I just ran downstairs to check out that score. It's 28-21. Jinx is up.
Over Westmore, or Southmore, excuse me, Southmore. Yep. That's at Jinx tonight. And, of course, the winner of tonight's game, Union, will play the winner of that Jinx-Southmore game. A site to be determined next Friday night in the state semifinals. And now Union's going to call a timeout here. 4:08 to play. Redskins up 40-17. You're listening to Redskins football on KRMG.
I was talking to Wayne the other day. He's the owner of, well, it used to be OK Transmissions, but now it's Lifetime Transmissions. Remember I told you all about that? It's because of the lifetime warranty that comes standard with every transmission Wayne builds. Good for as long as you own your vehicle, anywhere you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. You won't find that anywhere else. And it don't matter if it's a car, truck, van, diesel, or a whole fleet, domestic or foreign. Yep, he's got the best Honda and Acura guys around, too. Anyway, Wayne told me to invite you out to see his brand new 10,000-square-foot facility at 61st and 145th East Avenue. Excuse me, I gotta take this. Hey, it's Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, what about my party? Am I anything?
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Now, is that transmission goodness, or...
Got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, got us, right. And still 918-695-7012?
Right.
Got it, thanks. I think old Tiff might be getting a little too much thyroid.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
On a second and 10, Cade Yeager. Pass complete to Cade Nagy for Broken Arrow. Going to be knocked down at the Union 35-yard line by Trey Brown, the OU commit. Gain 9 on the play. Third down and just a yard needed for the Tigers. They send three receivers out to the right side. Running back is Cortez off to the right behind Chuck, behind Cade Yeager, waiting for the snap. Yeager takes the direct snap, hands to Cortez up the middle. First down, looks like, for the Tigers. Inside the Union 35 to the 34-yard line. First and 10, Broken Arrow.
That's just enough. They're not going to have to measure, but it wasn't much more than what they needed to pick that first down up. One of the linemen a little slow to get up. It looks like he might have hobbled up an ankle. He doesn't want to go out. That's number 70. That's one of the, see what they got there. That's a 6'1", 215-pound sophomore.
Yeah, he took the place of Randy Sale, who was kind of
taking a shower.
Escorted out of the game there, yeah, after a little personal foul situation earlier. First and 10 now, Tigers. They're at the Union 34. Clock running, 3:10 left to play. Yeager rolls out to the right side, throws on the run, way overthrown, incomplete. Handed out there for Cade Nagy, but way over his head at the 22-yard line. Stopped the clock at 3:03. Second and 10.
I'll tell you that Jordan Kelly coming across the middle there at nose guard, 300-pounder, was gaining rapidly on Cade. So I can't tell you how much that's taken out of Cade by running back and forth and back and forth to the sideline to get plays tonight.
Yeah, well, that's a tough assignment for the quarterback. Playing his final game for Broken Arrow, Cade Yeager, 6'2", 202 senior. Second and 10. Takes a snap, looks to his right, now scrambles to his right. Under pressure, is going to throw it out of bounds. It'll be third and 10 with 2:57 to play.
I'll tell you what, if that guy, I'm not sure what he's got going for him, but the kid's got a cannon. He holds the ball well. He's got great composure in the pocket. He needs to be going somewhere to play quarterback if he wants to. He looks like he should have an opportunity.
Seniors for Broken Arrow, this is their final football game. Their season will end here tonight. For Union, the seniors, about 42 seniors on this roster. They're playing their final game here at Union Tuttle Stadium. They'll be in the state semifinals next week at a neutral site somewhere. And they're opponent to be determined later, but it should be. Jenks is still leading right now, but it's a tough game of sophomore. Cade Yeager scrambles off to his right, being chased by two Redskins. Now goes to the sideline. He's going to run out of bounds. Enough of this, he said. He had three Redskins over there chasing him down there, and he very smartly decided that let's just get out of bounds here and get out of here with third and 10 and no hope there. A lot of pressure from...
He didn't try to throw it away. Anything. There was the whole left side of the defense.
Wow.
Kyrie and Fisher and Corey Piercy was on his tail. He had all kinds of black shirts around him.
So the loss is going to take it all the way back to the 44-yard line. Loss of 10 on the play. So now it's going to be fourth down. Of course, they're going to go for it with 2:49 left. They're down 40-17. So it's fourth and 32. They need to get inside the Redskin 25 for a first down. Yeager looks to throw. Over the middle, he has a man open. Has a first down inside the 20-yard line. There's a nice pitching catch to Damian Everett. Has been a good receiver for him tonight. A heck of a throw by Cade Yeager. And a first down for Broken Arrow as they move it to the Redskins' 18-yard line. How about that on fourth and 32?
After seeing that last down where Cade just rolled out of bounds and said, just punt it, would you, coach? And then come in and throw a strike like that. That's quite a deal.
Tigers break the huddle, 26 yards on the pass completion there from Yeager to Everett. Now they're set up at the Redskin 18-yard line on the first down and 10 play. Handoff goes to Cortez. Cortez inside the 15, dives forward to the 11-yard line. Nice pickup on the play. Pulled down there. It'll be a second down short. The clock keeps running, though, down near the two-minute mark.
Good fill there by Jordan Starks to come up and make the hit low and bring him down. But they're going to pick up quite a few. Just milking that clock, though. Only 2 minutes left and down quite a bit.
40-17.
27 now.
Tigers trail, but playing with some pride here. They want to get in the end zone. Of course, the Union defense got some pride in the line, too, here.
Tigers playing with the pride?
Yeah, that's right. Tigers have two guys left, one to the right. Yeager takes the snap, looks. There's plenty of time. Now starts to run to the left side. Stops again. Now throws it out of the end zone. Incomplete. Stops the clock. 1:40 to play. With a third down coming up now for the Tigers.
Good coverage there by the defense. It looked like they had three men on the route, or two men out running routes. And the defense there has just had them all covered up. So Decade didn't have anywhere to throw that ball.
This is third down and three now for Broken Arrow. Football is at the Union 11-yard line. Need to get to the eight for the first and goal. Yeager with Cortez in the backfield. He puts three receivers out to this left side here. Snap, hands off to Cortez up the middle. Hit at the 10, drives forward to the 9, and I don't know, he's very close. Going to be close. Looks like fourth down, though. Just a yard shy. Nathaniel Rapier kept to make the tackle there on the play, the linebacker, the junior. And they're going to, they say first down? Yep, they gave it to him. All right, first down at the 8-yard line. First and goal for Broken Arrow now. 1:23 clock running.
And you've seen Union start to substitute in there. So you had Dak Woodall in there trying to make that tackle as well with Nathaniel Rapier. Also, Bryce Holsey in playing some linebacker now.
Yeager with Cortez off to his left. Three receivers to the left side. Throws to the 8-yard line. Cortez has it at the 8 and pulled out at the 7-yard line. Nice defensive play. Cortez caught it in the left flat there, and it was Daniel Raper who made the tackle there. Pulled him down, and there'll be no gain on the play. Second and goal still from the 8-yard line. The clock still running. 55 seconds to play, and Broken Arrow substituting here, taking some time off the clock. Second down and 8. Goal from the 8-yard line. Second and goal. And throws out to the left, right side, and the ball is in the end zone and knocked away. Wow. Incomplete. Boy, I thought they had that there. Nice pass, and Kay Nagy on a high lofting pass. Looked like he had it in his hands for a moment there, but then knocked away by Patrick Fields. It'll be third and goal from the 8-yard line with just 34 seconds left in this one. Union has this one in the bag, 40-17 leading the Tigers.
Now, as many times as we talk about having the hands not in the right place for the DBs, that was absolutely phenomenal. When Cade landed on the ground, Fields batted that right out of his hands.
Corbin Chambers, the backfield now with the quarterback, Cade Yeager. Third and goal from the 8-yard line. Yeager looks to his right, has been wide open. Throws, hits him at the 1-yard line, dives the end zone. Touchdown. Nicely done by Damian Everett again. Everett was wide open out there. And the ball was a little underthrown. He grabbed it right at the one and dove across the goal line, and Broken Arrow shows some Tiger pride there as they throw the touchdown in the final 28 seconds of play.
Devin Crittenden hit him right at the line, the line of scrimmage, the goal line, and was just enough to get in the end zone. So they spun him around, but across the goal line, it's going to give him 6.
Chandler Sad will attempt the extra point here with just 28 seconds left to play in this one. And say its kick is up and good. So with 28 seconds left to play, Union 40, Broken Arrow 24. Let's take a break here on KRMG 102.3 740.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Ball squib kicked around. It's on the ground, and Union did get on it. Okay, there was scramble for it there. C.J. Moore Got out there just before a couple of the Tigers got down on him. It's at the 35-yard line with 23 seconds left to play. Doc Blevins, what do you know about who the opponent might be in the state semifinal next week?
Late in the third quarter, Jinx is leading Southmore 35-21, so it looks like we might be facing the Trojans next week.
What a surprise. Once again, it comes down to two great powers of high school football in Oklahoma that have shared the championship for the last, how many years now has it been? My gosh, it's forever.
Well, I think when we hit those records, it's like 118.
It's crazy. Not sure the site yet. There's been talk about Broken Arrow is possibly a host site for Union and Jinx next Friday night. We'll know that later on after the weekend here. And Grady Davenport simply takes a knee. That's going to do it. And the Union Redskins have won their ninth game of the season. They have defeated Broken Arrow for the second time this year. Union 40, Broken Arrow 24. The Union Redskins move on to the state semifinals of 6A1 football for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Their season ends, and they will finish the year with a record of 6 wins and 5 losses. Union goes to 9-2. We'll be back with our post game, including a talk with Redskins coach Kirk Frederick, and Doc Blevins will have our player of the game as well. But again, let's take a break here on Union football. The Redskins heading to the state semifinals. This is KRMG 102.3 740.